And Sam Harper loves the show, loves the program, loves the station, and he loves cricket. He's ready to go for another Big Bash season with the mighty Melbourne Renegades. He's on the line. Hello, Sammy.
Morning, Half. Morning, Whitey.
Great to have you with us. What is the preparation phase for you at the Renegades at the moment? What's your current status?
Current status is at home. I'm trying to hit bombs in the Junction Oval now. and prepare for the season upcoming. A few of the boys are up in Darwin with our academy squad. Playing some cricket up there. And then as we get closer to December, the squad will come together.
Righto. So there's obviously some first-class cricket before we get to Big Bash stuff, which is, in fact, it's membership day today for the Melbourne Renegades. Memberships are on sale now, BBL 12 and WBBL 8. Tickets to matches go on sale 1 p.m. Jump on the Renegades website for more details, and you'll find out more. 5 home games at Marvel, 2 in Geelong. And what I saw yesterday, Sam, was one of the key signings in the history of Big Bash cricket, as far as I'm concerned. Jono Wells is coming to hang out.
Yeah, he sure is. I think he'll be very well included into our middle order there. If anyone's been watching us batting in the last few years, we've sort of, that's been a role that we've needed desperately, and he's going to be a good man for the job.
We've been crap, Sammy. I'm a Renegades man. We've been crap. We need to sort that out. He's the sort of guy that could absolutely fix it, though, can't he?
Yeah, well, they do call him Mr. Fix-It. So.
Well, there you go.
I think that's the man you want to get, isn't it? So, I don't know, combine him with Sauce and Finchie and Wells, Mans and... pretty experienced sort of top 5 or 6 there now.
It seems that it's, you've really fixed an area that you need to. You just said Mr. Fix-It. But considering you've talked about the senior players, but there's a lot of younger players in that squad as well, and depending on what happens with international duties, etc., to have someone like Jono Wells around a Fraser McGurk, a Mackenzie Harvey, yourself, it's just what you need, I reckon.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think... yeah, obviously we've relied pretty heavily sometimes on someone like a Finchie playing or a Soss playing. Maddo was great to have him for 1 year last year, and looking forward to seeing him again. But to then had Wells in there as well. I think that's 4 blokes at 30 age or above, and then some of us youngsters can hopefully bring some entertainment in and around that. But yeah, certainly as a young and up and coming batsman, not so much anymore. But when I was batting with those guys, certainly made you pretty calm at the crease.
Do you forecast any more changes to your squad? Obviously, the draft is to come as well, where you sort of look at your overseas players. But if, just from a domestic point of view, is there going to be any different?
No, unless AB de Villiers turns domestic pretty quickly. I'd love to get his signing, but I don't think so. I think Tommy Rogers is also really good for us. Just another senior head with the ball, and he can actually bat pretty well as well. So... another experienced little signing there for us. He can probably play that 8 or 9 role and bowl some really handy overs, which we saw for the Hurricanes last year, pretty much bowling their surge over every game. So, I think Rich will enjoy having him in the attack as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Big Bash has been about innovation and new things, trialling new things to try and find an advantage in a 20-over format. Sammy, do you forecast or foresee the tactics and strategy maybe changing this year, or are we pretty much locked into a style of playing 2020 cricket these days?
Yeah, I think so. Well, they've kept the power surge, but got rid of the bash bridge point in the X-factor, which I don't think really played too much of a role anyway. Yep. And I think the surge is really good. I think it keeps game pretty exciting after overs 8 to 10 as to when the batting side is going to take it, and certainly when you're in the field at... it keeps you on your toes. You might have a team needing 9 or 10 and over, but if they have a good surge, they're right back in the game. So, yeah, not really. I think our tactics is to get a few W's on the board. I don't think we need to reinvent the wheel. We just need to start winning, really.
That would be good. I'd appreciate that.
Yeah. Pretty simple, isn't it, boy?
Yeah, well, it's seemingly. But the Marvel Stadium wickets, is that a talking point at Big Bash level? It seems... well, I'm not sure. Is it just dull more often than not than some of the other wickets around the nation?
Yeah, it has definitely been a talking point. I mean, I think the Sydney Thunder got 200 against us there last year. I think the Perth Scorchers game, there was 400 runs scored. So there was definitely some games last year where it was a very good wicket to bat on. So, it definitely can be a good surface to bat on, but then... at other times at contestion, I think the hub last year didn't help with the amount of games and volume on the wickets. Did turn into a bit of a slow turner, which created a challenge for the batting side. But yeah, hopefully this year with COVID gone and, well, not gone, but us back around the country and less traffic on the wicket, it should be a pretty good wicket.
Are you worried about the Big Bash and what it might look like going forward? We keep talking and hearing about this UAE competition, and South Africa have got their own competition now and paying big bucks, and the IPL owners are involved over there. Are you a bit concerned about what it might look like going forward, this competition?
Look, I'm not. Hopefully, obviously, it's had its challenges the last few years, and I don't think COVID's helped there. But I think, pretty honestly, we need to keep, hopefully, as much as we can, the best Australian domestic players playing in our comp. And I think that Cricket Australia and the OCA are doing everything they can to try and make sure that happens in the future. And I know there's been a big input into overseas signings this year, and getting that money pool up to make sure that we can try and get the best internationals as much as we can. So there's certainly some very good proactive planning to hopefully make sure that the comp stays alive and well, like I'm sure all the public would have thought it was in sort of BBL 06 and 07.
I was telling Half before, I was quite shocked to see you down training on the outdoor nets yesterday on the turf in August. How good are the nets at this time of year?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I think, 6 to 10 mil here today, so lucky this is our day off. It doesn't help my golf game, but no, it was good to be on the turf yesterday. And yeah, Brady Baptist, our curator there, is doing a great job. So, and surprisingly, usually when you're on them at this time of year, they're a bit tacky.
Yeah.
Sort of getting your face and elbow reared off. But, no, they've been really good wickets. So we're very grateful.
Yeah. So from sort of switching tack from the red team to the navy blue team of Victoria, how's it all looking? Because you've got a very different coaching group outside of Chris Rogers with the new assistants, Ben Rohrer, Adam Griffith has become involved again. So it has a different feel, but the actual squad's quite similar.
Yeah, it is. Now, the squad's pretty similar. Yeah, obviously a few different coaches there, but I think the core group that we had sort of in the last few years is building really well. I'm excited for the Shield season ahead. I think it's good that we've got six games prior to the BBL starting. That's a good chunk of cricket for teams to get into their work, and I think that suits us pretty well with our pace attack, playing six games in a row, sort of that Sutherland, Pez's and Baz's strength that they can keep backing up, and the wily old Dutchman will still spin his web. So yeah, I'm excited for the first six games before Christmas.
And what about rocking up the training without your mate Sebi Gotch, who's walked away from the world of cricket? And what's that like, hanging out with just yourself now?
Yeah, no, I'm one of the keepers. I'm sort of using the S&C and trying to find as many. The S&C is the keeper works here, so he's been a good little help there. And Adam Crossplate, when he's back, I enjoy doing some good work with him.
Yep.
And yeah, definitely, it was unfortunate what happened to Seb. I think he's captain coach of the Coos at Caulfield in the Bassa now. So,
oh, is he?
Kicked four the other week and texted a few of the boys, so he doesn't. If he has a good performance on the weekend. I'm looking forward to the year ahead with the gloves. I mean, I think the junction, hopefully, if Flash is anything to base off, hopefully we'll spin a little bit, and it might even give us a chance to play Murph and Duck. So, that's an exciting challenge with the gloves, and hopefully she's stumping.
We spin to win at Victoria this year. That's sort of the campaign, is it?
Spin to win. But then we've got Scott Boland as well, so maybe a bit of green tea on the first day.
Right, good idea.
Maybe that's sussy.
Yeah, get those guys. We're getting that wicket ready for you. Just when, before we let you go, was Whitey being a pest yesterday? Was he trying to get in the nets, get some pads on, and have a go?
I'm disappointed. Why did he didn't come and say hello? Usually you're the first one to come and say hello.
It was an inconspicuous sort of. I wasn't intending on it, and I just saw.
Just happened to find yourself at the junction, did you?
Well, I was sort of going. I was going past and sort of stopped and had a bit of a look, and I'm hoping to get involved in the near future.
Anytime you or Whitey want to chuck the pads on, I'll have my wallet. Right,
beating
patients ready for you.
So righto. Well, that's
give me
a deal.
A time and I'll get my run up sorted.
That is a deal, but you might need someone back over your head deep at the fence because that's where it'll be going.
Oh, dear, I don't think I'll need any of them.
There has been a suggestion that the invitation is there if the spinners need a little bit of extra work we're ready.
We use our feet very well, Sammy. You might be in action.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Nice to chat to you always. We'll be getting on the Renegades website from 1 p.m. today to buy memberships to be a part of a big BBL 12 and WBBL 8 campaign for the Mighty Melbourne Renegades. Look forward to chatting to you soon, mate. Go get them.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, Huff.